This is Mame Warren. Today is the 11th of July, 1996, and I'm here in Lexington, Virginia with Jackie Wood, who's here attending the Alumni College. But now your connection is not really so much with Washington and Lee as with our nearby College of Sweetbriar. And you were just starting to tell me about how extensive your family connection is with Sweetbriar. Can you say that, what you just said again?
When I entered Sweetbriar, I was the first girl to ever go to Sweetbriar whose mother had attended. And I stayed 4 years and graduated. And then I was fortunate enough to have two daughters who graduated and a granddaughter who went 2 years, but being a little bit too much family at that time since I was employed by Sweetbriar at that time. She transferred to William and Mary, and I was with Sweetbriar. I had been a very active alumna because I love the college and its surroundings. And so then I went back out there to live and to work for 21 years. I went back out in 1955 and stayed for 21 years. And I guess I started as the director of the alumni, and then they made a department of the college that included the alumni office, the Office of Development or Fundraising and Public Relations, and I guess maybe by that time they didn't know what to do with me, so I became vice president for that department. But there were such good people, such wonderful people in those offices. Sometimes I wonder what I did at that time.
You're very gracious, I'm sure.
No, but that's true. And I lived there on the campus for 21 years. So all told, 25 years of my life have been spent on that campus.
Well,
you know, which comprises 3,500 acres, so there's plenty of room.
Is it that big?
And just about. I guess some has been sold now, but we own the Virginia Foundation for Independent, Virginia Foundation for the Arts, across which is on the land of a twin plantation of Sweetbriar, was owned and still owned that. I guess they're close to 3,500 acres still there.
Oh,
you've never been there?
You know, I went over once years ago, mm-hmm. and I need to go back. In fact, as part of my research, I'm planning to go around to all the different women's mm-hmm. colleges and see what everybody's been telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to your student days. Let's mm-hmm. kind of work through chronologically. Mm-hmm. Where did you come from originally?
From Florence, Alabama, which is in the northern part of Alabama in the Tennessee Valley.
Now, what attracted you to Sweetbriar?
Well, in those days, you didn't choose really where you wanted to go. I mean, your mother told you, at least my mother told me where I was going. She had gone to Sweetbriar and loved it, and I always knew that I wanted to go away to college. And was fortunate enough, those were Depression days. The Depression came in and at Sweetbriar in 1930. And at that time, there weren't so many girls that could go from that part. It never occurred to me not to go to college and not to go to what I thought was a first-rate college. I liked to study, and it was just accepted. And my close friend was at Highlands, and that I grew up in, and one was at Randolph-Macon.
That's great.
I had thought I'd like to go to one of those, but Mother said no. Now it seems so funny, but need to say I'm glad I did. And
so when you arrived, Surely it didn't take very long before you heard about this men's college on the other side of the mountain.
Oh, I knew about Washington Lee before I came, because you see, there were lots of Alabama boys, young men, at Washington and Lee, and I had known a lot of them. I knew about VMI, and I think, of course, that was part of it, but at that time, I don't think it was our main object, but it didn't take long.
Can you remember the first time you came over and saw Washington and Lee, and why?
Yes, I came over to a dance at VMI my freshman year, and the VMI boys had to be in at a certain time. The women from the various college, y'all stayed, most of them stayed at the Robert E. Lee Hotel. Now, when my mother came over here to dances, she stayed in either the faculty homes or places like that. But we all stayed at the Robert E. Lee Hotel, and the VMI cadets had to be in at a certain time, and so we usually had what was called a late date with a Washington and Lee boy. So it was kind of a combination when you came sometime. But very soon, I have to think, I believe after my sophomore year, I never did come back to VMI. That was a little too convoluted. I mean, you do both. And actually, we always had to be chaperoned. A chaperone came from the college with us, and when we went out, we signed out with the chaperone, and then we signed back in at the time we were supposed to be in. But then we left again.
Now, how did you manage that?
Well, I remember once when we came over, it was in the spring, and the person who was the chaperone was the wife of the French. Oh, she was from France. She was the wife of the junior year in France, head of the junior year in France program at Sweetbriar. And around the French department, because they didn't have that program at that time. And she couldn't speak English very well, so she really never knew what we did. But we behaved pretty well as I remember.
So, just for people younger, mm-hmm. explain the concept of late dating. You know, someone my age or younger doesn't really know what that means. I know what it means because I've done the interviews, but most people don't.
Well, I don't know what others say. Well, it was just too early to go in, and we would go to a fraternity house. The fraternity houses, of course, and now they do again, you know, had house mothers, and there would be dancing, and there would be a certain amount of drinking even then. I don't remember, I honestly don't remember the girls drinking, and a great many smoked, not knowing at that time what it did to one, I guess. And I guess if somebody was in love with somebody, then I don't know what they did. I wasn't privy to it. Anyway, it seems now such good, clean, wholesome fun. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. We often moved in groups, but perhaps goodness, you know, you're asking me to remember.
You're doing great.
I did not meet my husband, who was a Washington graduate, because he was out of college at the time he had graduated. But I heard a lot about him because he had been captain of the football team, and he had led fancy dress, or was assistant, and was a member of ODK and other things. And I had heard a lot about him. And I met him later, and then later married. The year I was out of college. No, one year. And we kept up them. Always came back to games, fun, and that.
Now tell me about, describe a fraternity party in your day.
I guess it was very much the same as it is now. There would be talking, dancing, singing. I'm not being any help because I don't really think that part of young people maybe has changed as much. I know one thing, it would never, well, of course, in those days, we had to come over as a group, but I've been so astounded in the last few years, and this is showing me, when girls from the colleges, now that they all have cars and the gun, come without dates. It would never have any more occurred to come to one of the men's colleges if you weren't invited and if you didn't have a date. And often you came with friends. You didn't have to be really planning to marry somebody or going with one. And one big difference that I remember more, not just fraternity parties, but at the formal dances like fancy dress and finals and things like that, there were always lots of extra men. And you didn't just dance with one person. If you didn't get what was called a rush, you know, with others, then you would have felt very left out. And to see these young people go to a party, I saw this some with my own girls and grandchildren, going with one and dancing the whole time with that. Suppose he wasn't a good dancer. Suppose you didn't really like him. And you often came with one. One of the funniest things I remember, and I hadn't thought about it in a long time, there was a young man from Lynchburg called Peyton Winfrey. People are dead. And Peyton was a good friend, actually, of the person I married. And Peyton and I were very good friends. But Peyton often had lots of girls. In other words, what you would call somebody, I guess, girl, somebody. And once, when he finally graduated from Washington, it took him more than 4 years. He could not ask at the final dance that you always wore a white dress and carried red roses. And Peyton didn't know which one of these girls to choose from. So I had to be his day. I had to be in the figure, it was called. I hadn't thought of that term. Yes, you were in the figure, you know, the seniors with their dates of girls with the red roses. And I remember being in the figure with Peyton. And because he couldn't choose between his girls, he was a close friend of, and was a godfather, eventually the godfather of my first daughter, because we were friends for a long time. But there were things like that. Maybe it wasn't more wholesome. I don't know. I think the young people today are great, too. But I don't think they had as much fun as we did.
I think it would be a lot of fun to be rushed while I was dancing.
Well,
I'm afraid I grew up but going with one person and staying with one person. And they're right, they weren't always good dancers.
And one thing, being lucky in one way, not being tall, all of the small, you always could count on the small boys, on the shorter boys, dancing with you when sometimes they didn't choose the better looking, tall, slender girls.
Now you mentioned the figure. I didn't know they did that at the finals dance too.
As well as?
I've heard about it.
At fancy dress.
But no one's ever described it to me. Can you describe it?
Well, I don't remember. It was just parading in your white dress with, it's a lot like a debutante thing now.
Like
dress and parade, uh-huh. And they played College Friendships. Has anybody mentioned that song to you?
Tell me about it.
Well, it was a song called College Friendships Soon Must Sever. Something about parting and I can't remember the words, and since I can't sing, perhaps if I could sing, college sends in myself something about the parting day, friendships. I don't know. Some of these alumni could tell you. That in the Washington and Lee, and it always, I'm sure, ended with everybody singing the Washington Lee Swing. And that's...
But was that a popular thing?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you dance to the swing?
Oh, I'm sure we must have. Mm-hmm. Get somebody to sing it for you.
Okay. Now, the fancy dress.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come to fancy dress?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that was like.
Well, they always, and I cannot remember the themes because my last 2 years, I was in love. Oh, 1 year that we were coming, Sweetbriar was quarantined because there was diphtheria, so we didn't come that year. They had different, and you could look up in the annuals, different, they always have a theme for fancy dress. Somebody surely has told you this,
mm-hmm.
A theme for fancy dress. And depending on what your date was, your costume was very much in accordance, you know, with him. Look at some of the old annuals, and you'll see a lot of...
But what was it like to participate? It must have been a big deal to get these costumes.
Oh, it was a big deal, and it was fun, and... I don't mean to be inarticulate. It was exciting. You always wondered, of course, if you would be popular. And get somebody who's only been out of college 25 or 30 years to tell you.
But you know, they don't do the costumes anymore.
Oh, I know they have. No. It would be. Oh, a medieval theme with maybe Richard the Lionhearted. I'm making that up because I honestly don't remember, but it was always a theme of a country or an event. Those annuals will tell mm-hmm. you that. And they still have fancy dress, but it's not. And you didn't, everybody went. That was a big difference in that. You went and you stayed really till it was over. It wasn't coming and going and sitting around.
Now, was going out to dinner a part of it? Was having a meal part of fancy dress, or was it just the dance itself?
Oh, no. There would always be a meal. Our group would go out to dinner together. We did have automobiles.
What were the restaurants then? Where would you go out to dinner then?
I can't remember the names of them. There were some in I saw the one that's still in existence as we drove over here the other day, coming through Natural Bridge. We often went over to Natural Bridge because that hotel was there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several places that would now be called bed and breakfasts, except that they don't have bed, but places out in the surrounding country where we went for meals.
Oh, really?
Nice restaurants.
Uh-huh.
I should have done some research, perhaps.
Oh, no, that's my job. I just
want
what
that.
You can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, your husband went to Washington,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't date him while he was here?
No, because he was 5 years older than I.
Uh-huh.
So he had been out, but he still came back at times. A lot of them who hadn't been out long kept up their affiliation.
And he was on the football team?
No, he was captain of the basketball team when he was here.
Basketball team.
And he, there's a picture of him in the annual because he and a Lynchburg, a Sweetbriar girl, as a matter of fact, with whom he was in love with at that time, he was the assistant leader of fancy dress. You know, they always had somebody who led all of the figures, all of in charge. And Ernest was the assistant. And I was going through some things, throwing it out not long ago, and found some annuals. I'm sorry I did that before, but the annuals are here in the library, of course. And they would give you a good picture of the social life.
But it's so much more fun to hear from someone, rather than just reading it. Now, those are just pictures, and they don't flesh it out like you can. Did you used to come to sporting events?
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course. Tell me about that. Oh,
well, Alabama, from where I came, was a great football power at that time. The University of Alabama always has been. I don't know if you're a sports fan or not.
Bear Bryant.
But they were, and actually, Alabama, well, they used to have the Rose Bowl, the best team in the West, the best team in the East, of them, and it wasn't divided as it is down in conferences. Alabama went to the Rose Bowl a couple of times, and I was very much interested in sports. Had been brought up interested in football. And I remember the first football game I ever saw in Virginia was between Hamden, Sydney, and Washington and Lee. And it was in the stadium near Lynchburg. It was not on either college campus. And I was so pleased. I was a freshman. I was so pleased to have a date with the Washington Lee boy. But I don't remember his name. And I watched the game, and after about a quarter, a little more, I said, "Are you sure this is college football?" And he turned to me and said, "Of course it is. It's Washington and Lee and Hamden, Sydney. Why do you ask?" And having little sense at age 16, I said, "Well, down in Alabama, where I come from, the high schools play better ball than this." Well, needless to say, he never asked me for another day. After that, I learned to be just as dumb. But I couldn't help laughing once at a game over here when a perfect darling girl turned to her date and said, "I'm not ignorant about football as most girls are, because I really do understand it. But the only thing I don't understand is what do they mean when they first say first down, when they keep saying first down. Well, everything's built on that." And I thought, well, I'm not even going to pretend to be that dumb. I just won't say anything.
That's great.
But that was one. Now, we came to a lot of basketball games and a lot of the football games that were played around. And of course, Washington and Lee played the University of Virginia that time, and the University of North Carolina. That was days before football was, but when it was really a sport, that's not the right word, when it was really amateur and not on the, I remember the last time, goodness, we'd been married a long time, the last time Washington Lee beat Virginia. And that was a big celebration. And that was about, I guess, 20, 25 years ago. But sports were different then.
So what would have happened when Washington and Lee beat UVA?
I guess they would have celebrated by right much drinking. I don't.
Did you go to that game?
Oh, yes. We came home from Lynchburg. A group of alumni from all the colleges, even now, there's a great support for the University of Virginia football team, but not so much for Washington and Lee. There are sports among the alumni in the sport field, but I don't think there is as it were when the colleges that and the universities were much more on the same level athletically.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to talk to some of the men about that. They would know.
Yeah, but it's fun to hear a woman's point of view about these things.
But I don't think most women enjoy sports as much as I did. I mean,
was the concept of tailgating popular then?
No. Mm-mm.
That's a new thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm. That was
did
not.
People have cars then?
Oh, sure. And with rumble seats and running boards.
Oh, are you going to tell me some rumble seat stories?
Yes, I can tell you a rumble seat. You're making me think of things I have. On Sundays, when Washington and Lee boys would come over, they would have to sweep around. And I don't know what happened at Roundup Macon. But Mr. Beard, who was the night watchman at Sweetbriar and the only officer, you know, there's no such thing as a, when is the police, the security guards they have everywhere now, I mean, just, you know, it's a whole nother world. But your dates had to be signed up at the gate. Mr. Baird was down at the gate, and your dates had to be signed up to come in. I mean, he would check, because they didn't want boys just roaming the campus. They were perfectly welcome if they had a date. And there were a group of boys from Washington, from Montgomery, Alabama at that time, they often came over. And that particular Sunday, one decided to come without a date, and so just before they got to the Sweetbriar Gate, they shut Ed Griggs up. I even remember his name in the rumble seat. You see, just temporarily, so when they checked off their names, they could come right on in, and they forgot Ed. And I remember, I looked around and I said, Ed Riggs didn't come over this weekend? And they said, oh my gosh. And they got him out in time. He didn't suffocate, but he almost did. I guess it isn't funny, but we thought it was hilarious at that time.
Did he think it was hilarious?
I don't imagine he thought it was quite so funny.
Oh, that's great.
And sometimes the boys, I remember this, they would, Mr. Baird would stop, he would have the list, and the boy would look and say, oh yes, there I am, whether it was his name or not, and I'm going to see Mary Jones, you see, and check off. They were not, it seems so ridiculous now, but that was, I guess, fun.
Well, I think Washington and Lee boys were clever, if nothing else. They were very clever.
And girls then did not go just to, you didn't go with just one person. You went to the University of North Carolina and to Virginia and to Washington Lee to dances. The certain part is the certain number of weekends you were allowed for college. Until you were junior, senior in all the women's colleges around here, you had a certain amount of overnights and time that you could be off campus.
So it was limited?
It was limited, the times that you could be away. But you could usually manage.
Now, do you have any memories of Washington and Lee boys truly sneaking onto the campus?
At Sweetbriar?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure. And it was only on Sunday that they had to be signed up. I don't know why that rule was. But you usually, I don't think that girls would have, I mean, if you, I have to think a minute. I think until, goodness, maybe your junior year, you couldn't have dates during the week. And so I'm sure people did. You couldn't, I know this for a fact, and Randolph Macon was much stricter than Sweetbriar. Oh, they get really much, their rules were much stricter than Sweetbriar. See, they were under the Methodist, they were affiliated with the Methodist Church for a while, maybe that accounted for it. But until your senior year, you were not allowed to ride in a car back and forth to Lexington without a chaperone. You couldn't ride into Lynchburg without a chaperone boy until you were a senior. And of course that was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, here we were going to grad, and so I thought it was perfectly ridiculous. And so my junior year, I just did what they call take senior privileges. Obeyed both the rules that I thought were sensible, like I didn't drink, and not smoking in your room. You knew you were going to be caught if you'd be asked to sign a pledge if you did, and would be campused. You used to be campused if you broke rules. You've never heard of that?
No, what does that mean?
You would be, have to be confined to the campus for a certain period of time. You couldn't go into town, you couldn't go off to campus. You were restricted to the thing if you broke certain rules. And one of the girls would insist on doing would be smoking in their rooms, and then the word would get out. There were designated smoking areas at that time. There were no designated drinking areas. Do you remember when the women's colleges had May courts?
Tell me.
Well, it was a May Day celebration, and the prettiest girl on campus would be the May Queen, and it would be a celebration like an English thing. There would be parties and dances connected with the weekend on your campus, and on it. I remember once the girl that could not run, you know, be elected May Queen, which would have been her ambition to be at that time, because she had had a late date over at the University of Virginia. It's very interesting that girl that I was chatting with her the other day, talking to her the other day, girl, you know, she has just given $1 million to found what she built on the year before last, Miriam's house for mothers that working mothers or mothers that need housing. Sweetbriar called Miriam House, and now she's given $2 million, I think, to build the same kind of facilities for children. And I was laughing with her the other day about her experience at Sweetbriar when she was confined and not allowed to run to be May Queen because that was her punishment. Doesn't that seem funny? I mean, I know I'm not telling you what, because this is really not connected with Washington
Lee. Oh, you're doing great.
My connection with Washington Lee has been more as an adult in a way.
Well, let's shift over to that. I really wanted your perspective as a student, but let's shift over to that.
It's just been because I've always liked Washington Lee, and then when I was Sweetbriar and worked with the Alumni Association. There is an organization called the American Alumni Council and College Public Relations Association. And so we have meetings twice a year, one in a district and one national one, where the people from the colleges and universities get together to discuss problems, opportunities, better ways to do everything. And that has been, that's so helpful to all of the colleges and universities. And I used to come over, got to know a lot of the professional people at Washington and Lee at that time that came to those meetings. And then when Washington Lee started these summer programs to which we are attending now, the first one 13 or 14 years ago, I came to the one, the Elizabethan program, and then that, then we took a trip, the Washington Lee took it was the first trip that Washington Lee did, and that was to England in the summer of 85, maybe. I might, what's this, 96, maybe 84. And so I've been coming over every year to the summer program and then taking a trip. And it's been a wonderful way to see.
You probably see a lot of familiar people.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. They are, I don't know how many are here this weekend. This week, about 80, I think. And there are 40, I looked over and I knew 47 of them before. I had been with 47, because this is 26. See, they put the number on there. And
you have one of the highest numbers of anybody.
Yeah. Actually, at Sweetbriar, we started the trips before Washington and Lee. We did not, but we did not have this summer program before that prepares you. Mm-hmm. And Sweetbriar still has good trips. And I went on a lot of those. But then when I had to start paying my own way, I preferred the Washington Lee. As long as I was at Sweetbriar and started those trips there, I didn't. It's very different if it costs you $5,000 to go somewhere or if you go free.
You want to have the best time you can.
Well, I understand that you were with the alumni. So were you at all involved once you became an administrator, say in discipline or anything like that? I was asking a young person today, I was telling him I was going to be talking to you. Mm-hmm. I said, what should I ask her? And he said, ask her what the best excuse she ever heard from a Washington and Lee student for something he was doing wrong.
Well, I don't know what a why.
You know, like if he was caught somewhere sometime he shouldn't have been.
Well, but he would have to tell the truth. You know, Washington Lee guy wouldn't lie. I don't know what would be the excuse. I don't know. What?
Tell me what you mean by that. What's your impression of the honor system?
I have always thought it probably worked very, very well, and I thought it did at Sweetbriar. Just as I said before, I thought girls, and I smoked at that time, I think, part of that, I thought they were so foolish to smoke in their rooms instead of the designated areas, because there was always going to be somebody reported, and then people would be asked to sign whether they had done it or not. And you certainly didn't want to lie. And I guess the only thing I can think of, when I came back my senior year, and Mr. Beard, the watchman, said, "Well, it's nice to see you back, Miss Bond," because we were always called Miss, even by our professors in class, of course. "What are you back to visit?" And I said, "Mr. Beard, I'm back for my senior year." And he said, "What, your senior year? I thought you..." He said, "Well, you sure did take senior privileges all last year, didn't you?" And if I had been asked, you know, I'm sure I would have been campused. I wouldn't have been expelled for that, but I would have been campused for that. But I thought it was silly, those rules. And most girls did. I don't know what a Washington Lee guy would have done. They've always... I'm sure somebody has told you one of my impressions. I remember one big change. Washington Lee gentlemen always wore coats and ties. Anybody told you that?
No, tell me about that.
Well, that's just instead of what they wear now, wore coats and ties to class, and when they passed each other on the campus, they said, "Good day, gentlemen." I remember that. Now, that sounds stuffy, but it wasn't.
They wouldn't just say hello, they would say, "Good day, gentlemen."
They might say "hello, gentlemen," but always spoke.
And if they knew each other's name, would they use the name, or would they always say "gentlemen"?
Well, I guess you would be passing, they might say "good day." I don't know. I think it was usually "gentlemen."
That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
But that was a long time ago.
Now, can you remember? I mean, you've been a witness to Washington and Lee for many years. Mm-hmm. Can you remember when that change started to happen in the dress code? And what were the Sweetbriar girls' reaction when the W&L guys stopped wearing coats and ties?
Oh, I don't think they... I don't know what their reaction... It probably came... I couldn't tell you, but I remember that up until not too many years ago, girls would not wear pants on the campuses. They wore skirts, and if they had shorts on, they would wear a raincoat on the campus. On the women's colleges, they didn't until, in the 1950s or 60s, I guess. Or maybe wear pants, except riding clothes. That was always perfectly presentable if you rode to ride. I think the change in the sloppiness in their dress now is one thing that I honestly deplore, because I think, have you ever noticed how much better people behave when they're dressed nicely, young and old? And I think it's really sloppiness of their appearance. I think it's had a bad effect on the colleges. And I'm always astonished at how homely the wonderful girls at Washington Lee seem to be as far as their appearance. They dress just like the boys.
I need to turn the tape over.